Hillsborough County Commissioners, led by Rose Verlito, lashed out at members of the county's Health and Social Services program today after they switched the vendor they will use with their indigent health care program without consulting county commissioners. A letter was apparently sent in late September to those on the plan that announced that the county would no longer be using that provider to purchase pharmaceutical drugs as of October 1st. Commissioner Verlito said that letter was quite alarming to many of those who read it. And it led Verlito to begin a heated series of exchanges with the agency's head, Dave Rogoff.
I asked you to send out some sort of explanation, which you did. My conversation with you was on October 1st, and I explained strongly, stronger than probably I don't need to explain again here, my discontent with the way you notified the constituents. This is a critical time, and I know that those citizens were put through this exercise of frustration unnecessarily, thanks to the way they were communicated with and got this information.
Verlito said the letter sent to patients with the county's indigent healthcare system was a pitiful excuse of customer service, and she questioned how the agency could make a change without consulting the commission. Rogoff responded that last year the county paid the vendor, Clinical Pharmacology Services, over $1 million. But he said that it was easy to go with a new company because it offers not just the same quality of care, but actually more, and comes cheaper at $800,000.
And what they're doing is, in addition to what was in the contract before, they're including home visits.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Well, they're going to a person's home to help enroll them, which was had been a problem in the past. In addition, they are using real-time looking at, because we have the records, they are looking at the actual drugs the individual has and identifying opportunities for enhanced use of free drugs through that. In addition, one of the things we were concerned about the contract in the past was the issue of we needed better reporting from the vendor.
The county will now continue to use the vendor, Clinical Pharmacology Services, until November 15th. Verlito expressed outrage again that county staff had not consulted with the county commission.
This is a huge issue about insurance for our patients. And I think Mr. Norman is saying, verify and check, yeah, good luck, because it's already done. You should have come to us and told us what you were doing to transition into Ms. Betts's business. We're caught between a rock and a hard place. You need to have better communication with us. I've said that to you again and again and again, and I'm saying it again today.
There was much hand-wringing on the board about a transition to a new vendor. Commissioner Jim Norman said the county was in an awkward stance because they did not make the decision.
We don't have a choice now. We're not making the decision. What should have happened? And you know why there's not a smooth transition? Because this contract should have been here 2 weeks before the other one got expired. Then we could have made a decision. Then we could have had an IPA. Then we could have had a smooth transition. Well, you know what happened? The contract's over. The others run out. We can't even extend it. What happened is we didn't make this decision, not the Board of County Commissioners. Staff made this decision.
Norman, like other commissioners, insisted that he had no issue with the new vendor, but he hated that they had no say in it. Later, Rose Verlito again laid into Dave Rogoff.
But I think you've done a lousy job, and that's as nice as I can be. You've done a lousy job in incorporating the people that were elected to determine what's best for the people who depend on that program.
Commissioner Mark Sharp was the chairman of the committee that overhauled the Indigent Health Care Plan back in 2005. He said the biggest frustration he had then and still has now is how to get more people who need the program onto the plan.
So that the citizens who have their own challenges will participate. The county will benefit from lower cost price drugs, which is what we want. And that's ultimately, you know, our number one objective. I mean, I do not like it when we get involved in which vendor we're going to use. That's not our business, right. Unless there's a problem with the vendor. Right. But I do think that when you've got a program that's been underutilized for years, mm-hmm. we're talking about a transition of a month or two or three. I think over the long period of time, regardless of who takes on the program, if we substantially improve PAP participation, we're going to save a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And it might be far more money than what we lose in the transition.